Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby and have ourselves a drink.
All right, and we are back in the lobby bar for the week of April the 29th, 2024. Brian and Michaela here with you. And Michaela, we have made our way to the end of April. We are coming into May hot and fast. And one of the best things about May is you get May the 4th. Because that's Star Wars Day, as everyone knows. As everyone knows. It's also apparently Kentucky Derby Day, if you're into racing horses and drinking mint juleps. But how is your spring coming along? Are you ready to hit into May? You know, end of school year, stuff like that?
Yes. Oh, by golly. I am ready for some pool action. It got really warm here very early.
Like billiards.
Like a swimming pool action.
Oh, right.
I mean, I'm always up for the billiards action, but it's gotten really warm really fast. It feels like it was cold and then it was really hot and then it was kind of chilly again. And now it's really warm and I am ready to sit somewhere, drink something cool. Another thing happens in May, the Kentucky Derby. That's a thing. It's happening. And, you know, I didn't realize that the mint julep was like the signature drink of the Kentucky Derby until we did this podcast. I always thought it was just a drink. And I remember having it at a friend of mine's Kentucky Derby party like 10 years ago. And I was like, this is pretty good. This is really good. But I didn't know how to make it. So I never recreated it. And so I always love May for May the 4th, but also because it seems to be like that's when the entire like mixology world starts to put out these really refreshing drinks that are new and exciting. And so I thought we would do like a riff off of the mint julep, because next week we're actually going to be in full Star Wars action. We are not going to be thinking of the Kentucky Derby at all. So we're a little early on this one, everybody. It's okay. You'll survive.
Right. That's right. Yeah, we're going to miss May the 4th. You and I are actually going to be at a concert. That's going to be a lot of fun. And then we're going to be getting in our Star Wars on next week. So stay tuned to the podcast for that. But yeah, let's talk about this mint julep here real quick. I think we've actually done a mint julep maybe in the lobby bar in the past. But just to run through that real quick for everyone. And then you have a very fancy riff on this that I'm very excited to try, Michaela. But let's make up a easy classic mint julep. You're sitting down to watch your horses run around in a circle. See if you win some bucks. I don't know how it works exactly, but go ahead and take in a glass. If you're at the Kentucky Derby or you're fancy, you have like one of those like metal cups. It's called a julep cup there. But you just take a couple of sugar cubes or like a bar spoon of sugar, like 4 or 5 mint leaves. You muddle that. It shreds up the mint. Fill that with ice and then put in like 2.5 ounces of your bourbon from Kentucky, please, because this is the Kentucky Derby after all. Sip and enjoy. It's minty, it's bourbony, it's very, very cold and frosty on that metallic little julep cup you got there. And yeah, that's pretty good. Pretty good. That's a classic, Michaela. We've talked about that a lot of times. We've probably had one or two, but I've never had what you brought to the lobby bar today.
Yes. What I brought is a honeysuckle mint julep. A honeysuckle julep is what it's called. Now, I got this from punchdrink.com. There's a ton of really cool like mint julep riffs that you can go big, you can go home, you can do all the things. This one looked particularly thirst quenching and very refreshing. Honeysuckles are kind of big here in the South. We didn't really have them in Texas, and I never saw them up north in Montana, but I wasn't there for a lot of my life. So if you can get a honeysuckle blossom as a beautiful garnish for this, I think that would be really great. We'd get them in our backyard, so this will be very Southern to me. I'm gonna share with you the recipe right now. So in a tulip tin or a rocks glass, you're gonna muddle some peaches. You need 2 slices of white peaches. You're going to muddle those in the bottom of your glass, and you are going to add 1/2 ounce of honey syrup. Now, this honey syrup is a 2-1 ratio. So two parts honey, 1 part water. And what you do is you just heat it up long enough for the honey to kind of mix in. It's going to make it really viscous and beautiful tasting. So you're going to muddle in your 2 slices of your white peach. You're going to add 1/2 ounce of your honey syrup. Then you're going to add a quarter of an ounce of the yellow chartreuse. Yellow chartreuse is not the same as green chartreuse. There are derivatives of yellow chartreuse out there. So if you can't find yellow chartreuse, ask your liquor store. They will tell you and point you in the right direction. And then you're going to add 2 ounces of gin. Now, this calls for Old Tom gin. I wasn't able to find any of that in my liquor store, and we have a lot of gin. So I don't know. I need to do some research on exactly like how special Old Tom gin is, because it sounds like it's not, it sounds like it's very like prohibition era gin, but I couldn't find it. So I just use Brooker's.
Okay.
And so I just added that. On top of that, you're just going to pour some crushed ice into the glass, as you do with a mint julep, and you're going to stir it. And then you're going to want to make sure that it's got extra crushed ice on the top, and then you can garnish it with a honeysuckle flower or like a thin slice of lemon to make it really pretty. I feel like mint juleps are all about, it's like hats and mint juleps. So you want to go big on this, make it really, really pretty. It's very tasty. The yellow chartreuse is very like aromatic. The honey syrup mixed with the white peaches is going to give it a lot of sweetness without it being too syrupy. It's going to be thirst quenching and beautiful. And I hope your horse wins.
Hopefully your horse wins. Yeah, absolutely. If you're not lucky enough to have honeysuckles grown in your backyard like Michaela, you could probably throw in a sprig of mint in there. I think that the mint and the peach would be really lovely. I think mint is one of the aromatics you get through from the chartreuse there as well. But yeah, this sounds great. Old Tom gin, it's like Michaela, you nailed it. It's like this prohibition kind of era gin sort of a thing. It's a little less dry than like a London dry gin, but it's a little bit less sweet than like Bol's Jenever, like that Dutch gin that you probably are seeing. They're having a really renaissance period there, those Bol's liqueurs coming back. So yeah, you can't find Old Tom. Just go for whatever you've got there. It's going to be perfect for this. And this sounds delicious, Michaela. It is almost peach season down here in the South. It's apparently honeysuckle season at your house all the time. So this sounds really good for Kentucky Derby Day or any day, for sure, coming into the lobby bar. You know what else is a good day? Michaela, it's a good day when you get to go see Challengers. That's what people were doing over the weekend. $15 million led the way. The box office was pretty underwhelming this week, I will say. Unsung Hero, second Godzilla Kong, Civil War, and Abigail rounding out the top. But I'm hearing really good things about Challengers. We've not yet to see it. I'm about ready to remedy that myself this week, Michaela. But what are you hearing about Challengers? Hearing some good things, hearing some bad things. What are you hearing?
I'm hearing
You're just hearing that, right now that I'm going to go see Challengers.
Yeah,
week.
And I'm wondering when I can get in on that train. So I've heard that Zendaya is amazing, as usual. I mean, it's kind of it's amazing. I love watching when actors who have been kind of not under the radar, but they've been ramping up their careers, and now it's kind of this moment where they can shine in all the things, and it's like the
ramped.
Season of
yeah.
them. Because she was in, you know, all of the Spider-Man, she was in Euphoria, and I fell in love with her when she was one of the love interests in The Greatest Showman. Everything she touches, she does so well. Obviously, she's been in Dune. She's been in Dune Part 2. Like, this is kind of the year for her. And so I'm super excited to see that and see how that pans out. And I hear she does a good job. So that's exciting. My son is super excited to see this because YouTube TV knows how to market it. Good job, YouTube TV. My 9-year-old wants to see this film that is totally probably not appropriate for a 9-year-old. So that's great.
Totally, totally not appropriate. Totally not appropriate. Yeah. Your kid should not go to see that.
He won't.
I will assume. Speaking of things that your kids should not see, something we did go to see with your kid, that was Ghostbusters Frozen Empire. We went and saw that. We talked about it over on our Patreon. It's patreon.com/drinkthemovies. Ghostbusters Frozen Empire was fine for the kid to see. But before the movie, Michaela, they played the trailer for this movie that's coming out this week, Tarot. That was the scariest movie trailer I've ever seen in my whole life. I was traumatized.
It was horrible.
And I'm like an old dude, so...
Yeah. I don't know. We need to really rise up as a society and have a conversation with some of the people that are picking the previews for some of these films, because I feel like we're going to see things like Fern Gully or, a cartoon Robin Hood, and we end
Fern
up seeing
Gully.
like a preview for something like Chucky's Bride 7, and it's like what is happening? Think about the audience here. I don't know. I just don't know, guys, girls,
Yeah.
people of all.
I don't know. I don't know.
I don't
I
get
don't
it, but
know. I don't know, but
that's.
Taro looked absolutely terrifying and scary. It's coming out this week if you want to go see that. Looks like it's probably pretty good if you're into that horror genre stuff, which is not my jam particularly, but let us know if you're going to see that. Let us know if you're going to go see The Fall Guy. That's something else we've been seeing trailers for a long time. It even had like a special shout at the Oscars, The Fall Guy, didn't they? They came out, was it Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt came out to basically pitch The Fall Guy. We've been seeing it all over the place. It looks like it's going to be pretty good. I'm actually pretty interested to see that one, and one that I'm definitely interested to see because I've seen it once or twice, Michaela. We're going to be talking about it on the podcast next week. You're going to have to wait. Maybe we'll. A lot of people are probably going to go watch this for May the 4th, but back in theaters, the 25th anniversary, which means we're real old, Michaela. Star Wars Episode One: The Phantom Menace. Back in theaters.
That's
You
right.
looking forward to going to see that? We've got our tickets secured. We're ready to go.
Dude, I'm so excited to see this film. It was the first of the Star Wars films that I actually got to see in the theaters because we are
Okay.
old, but we aren't nearly as old as the people who are our age when the actual first trilogy came out. Those people are real, real old. We're just old.
Wow.
So I remember sitting in the theater and having the big moment happen at the towards the end, and I don't want to spoil it for anybody who's lived under a rock and not seen it, but you remember the moment that I'm talking about when the doors open and the
Doors
guy is there
open.
and it's like bum 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 bum, and everyone in the audience was like, oh! Everyone freaked out. It was the most amazing cinematic moment. I mean, it was so great, it was so brilliant, and all of the thing. Yes, I can't wait to talk about it all. I can't, it's going to be so amazing.
That's right. Yeah, we're seeing that. That is coming out to theaters this weekend. And a lot of theaters around the country actually are doing like all 9 episodes, like marathon, which is a long time. That is a lot of time to spend in a movie theater.
That's a lot.
They're not doing it at ours, so I'm not going to be able to do it. Maybe I'll just have to do it at home by myself. I don't know. That would be fun. But we're going to be talking about that next week. What do we got coming out this week, Michaela? Last week we talked about My Cousin Vinny. We are staying in the 90s. We are talking Medicine Man this week. You looking forward to going to the rainforest,
I am.
mixing up a drink, having a chat.
So we should talk about this. Listeners, listen, listen, look, listen. Here's the thing. I put this together and Brian was like, I can't believe this. I only watched My Cousin Vinny once and you ended up liking it just fine. And then you were like, I remember my parents made me watch The Medicine Man once. And we're going to talk about it and see if you liked it.
We are.
Yes, I'm very excited to talk about Medicine Man. It's one of the great Sean Connery, Lorraine Bracco matchups. It talks about forest change, it talks about like ethics with medical stuff. That stuff's really important. I loved it. I mean, I was
Okay.
young. It was okay. All right.
Yeah, we're gonna talk
Make fun
all
of me
about
all you
that.
want. That's
We're
fine.
gonna talk all about that here on the main show this week. So you're gonna want to stay tuned for that. So do that. You can subscribe to all of our things on the social medias and let us know what you're getting up to for Derby Day or Star Wars May the 4th Day. Let us know if you're making your way out to see Challengers. Let us know all the things. Do that. Send us notes our way. And thank you so much for joining us. We'll talk to you next week in the lobby bar.